I wanted to talk really quick about the new Endgame movie, the new Avengers movie. Oh my gosh, like people are like, oh my god, it's so good, it's so great, it's 3 hours long, oh my god, it's so suspenseful. It's literally a terrible movie. Okay, not a terrible movie. There were some good points, I admit it, but it was just like it dragged on and on. There was no reason for it to be 3 hours. All the action happened in the last 40 minutes, of course, and they make you sit through it just to like. And I feel like it was just so anticlimactic. It was like so not what I was expecting. I was expecting more action throughout the whole movie, like just a lot of suspense and everything. But they were just like dilly-dallying for like the first hour and a half, and I was disappointed. But if you liked it, great. If you didn't, okay, then come side with me. So let's stop listening to what the teens have to say, even though I'm a teen, but whatever. Or we could, listen to their music choices, because those are pretty good, and I have some here. So let's get started with some good old Selena Gomez.
Crazy, I like that, you like that, so let's be crazy. The contact, impact, I want that daily. Our breath getting deeper, deeper lately. I like that, baby, 'cause I can't get enough.
Suficiente, está mal de la mente. Cuando está solita, que entre música para ponerle al ambiente. Yeah, yeah. Ella quiere que lo hagamos como aquella vez. Le busco otro trago por si tenía sed. Todo lo que se pone bonito se le ve. Empezamos a pie y ahora andamos en el jet. Vamos a calentar, baby. Tú vas a subir y a bajar. No se quiere olvidar, lo quiere recordar, baby. Yo quiero entrar.
Rainstorms girls ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip, ladies have dress full of your quip, and they be screaming out,
Louis,
so I'm thinking I'ma scoop me something hot in this salsa marine game melting pot. Hottest club in the city, and it's right on the beach. Temperature, get to ya, it's about to reach 500 degrees in the Caribbean cities with the hot mommies screaming,
hi, Bobby.
Every time I come to town, they be spotting me in the drop Bentley, ain't no stopping me. So cash in your dough and blow to this fashion show, pound for pound, anywhere you go. Yo, ain't no city in the world like this, and if you ask how I know, I got to feed the fact.
Miami,
the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami.
Is the city that we know don't sleep, and we all know that LA and Philly stay jiggy, but on the sneak, Miami bringing heat for real. Y'all don't understand, I never seen so many Dominican women with sentiment tans. Mira, this is the plan, take a walk on the beach, draw a heart in the sand, give me your hand, damn you look sexy. Let's go to my yacht in the West Keys, ride my jet skis, lounge under the palm trees, cause you gotta have cheese for the summer house piece on South Beach. Water so clear you can see to the bottom, $100,000 cars, everybody got them, ain't no surprise in the club. Love to see Slide Stallone, Miami, my second home.
Miami.
Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami.
In the city where the heat is on.
You see, one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
Bad vibes, baby, told me everybody slide. DJ spinning, I said, my. Flash is fast. Flash is cool,
Francois, Sephard, Lush, and Ardu. You see, one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
Mr. W a story?
Please tell me a story too.
You know, I think I'll tell you the story of my life.
You tell me.
I want to hear too.
I was born in Anamosa, North Dakota, a long time ago, see. And now I'm lucky enough to be here with you.
Yeah, but what's happened to the tree?
All right, guys, so since summer's coming up, I thought I'd do something. Oh, I did this last week, too, where I give you tips to help you just accomplish your day, accomplish your goals or whatever. So one of these tips that I'm going to give you is just 10 ways to enjoy the summer. So first off is to drink water because it gets hot, it gets muggy, it gets gross out. I mean, maybe not everywhere around the country or the world, but it's good to always stay hydrated. I've learned this the hard way that if you don't stay hydrated, just bad things happen. So my second is to make a summer playlist. I make a lot of playlists, obviously, because I am a DJ here. But I think it's really good to just like reflect on the summer, have some good tunes for when you're driving in your car or just hanging out with friends or, you know, even just in your house, like doing some stuff, any chores, errands, that type of thing. It's always good to like keep the mood up and just, you know, keep the blood flowing, keep it moving. My third thing would be to go outside as often as possible. Summer's a beautiful time. A lot of things are blooming. A lot of animals are out. The trees are all, you know, green and beautiful, beautiful photo opportunity. I will say that. So just make sure to go outside, show some love for your planet, especially with all these climate change types of things. It's just good to remind ourselves, like, wow, like, nature did all this, like, without any of our help. Like, literally, this happens every day, where, like, every year that life reblooms and these plants are able to take the sun and make something, make their living out of it, you know, their food and all that type of things. And look at all the beautiful things that our environment gives us, like our food, beautiful creatures and all that type of thing. So really good to go outside and remind yourself that. My fourth advice would just, I know it's supposed to be a relaxation time, but usually summer is when we have more time to just get our stuff in order for the upcoming year, especially for a lot of like college students or like people or like teachers or anything like that. Like, really use the summer to, like, yes, take a break, but also use that extra time to prepare for whatever upcoming events that you're going to have during the year. Like, I know this summer, like, I really want to take my time to, like, get a calendar, a planner, and like really write out like the big events that I'm going to have to and I'm gonna have to take note of, and like even like just changing things around your house. Like, that could be like a really big thing too. You're like, oh, like, I always wanted to like paint the wall or whatever. Like, do that, paint your room, get rid of new things, maybe like redesign your wardrobe. People tend to wear less in the summer, so that gives you enough time to like buy, get things on sale for winter. There's a lot of sales going on and that type of thing. Am I number four or number five? I think I'm on number five. Okay, so number five, I would say, like, this kind of goes back to, like, going outside and using the environment around you. But, like, maybe, like, cook a meal, plant a tree. Like, just really, like, give, I don't know, like, be healthy about the way that you interact with the environment. Whether that's, like, getting, like, fresh produce and then, like, giving back to, like, a place that replants those types of things or, like, has those renewable resources. Maybe, like, learn about what your community is doing to get fresh water and, like, how you can help with that. Like, I think that's a really good thing, especially during the summertime. Like, a lot of, like, you have more time to do it. So take advantage of that time. Number six, let me think. I'd say go to the water, go to the ocean, go to some type of water. One, to just cool down, obviously, but also just to, like, I don't know, it's like very refreshing. It's like, I don't know if any of you are religious out there, but one of the main parts of like a Catholic religion, something that I went through, was like baptism, where you like feel replenished by the water and you feel like refreshed. You're like rid of your sins, rid of your problems, rid of your worries. And I think that could be really like a really good refresher, really a cleansing, so that way you know that you can start a new, like, once things get really heavy in like the winter and the fall and all that jazz, like, you know how to, you feel like ready for it, you feel like you have that weight lifted off of you. Okay, number six, now that I think about it, all of these things I'm saying require you to not sleep in. Like, I love to sleep during the summer, and I'm not saying like you shouldn't do it, because I know that I'm gonna do it the whole time. I'm gonna be sleeping. But I think you should also just get out of your bed and like spend time with your friends, spend time with your family, especially since you, again, you have this time. Take advantage of your time. That should be like a number seven, number eight. Like, that's really a big thing. To just like get up, because once you get up, like once you're moving, then you feel like motivated to do other things. But if you're just lounging around your house, like, you're gonna feel sad, you're gonna feel, you know, like, you know, not willing to go outside and enjoy things. I think I'm on number seven or number eight here. But I would say it would be to go check out like restaurants and like maybe events in your community. Like, I'm from New York, so I know that during the summertime, New York usually has these New York restaurant weeks where they, where like these restaurants will offer like a full good menu, like a really strong menu, and it's at like half prices, or like two people eat for $48 in like a really expensive fancy restaurant. So like really take advantage of those things, like free things in your park, maybe get together and host something. Like, it's a really good time to like get to know your community and get to know like what's out there and like explore different places. Eight or nine, I'm not really sure where I am. Consider traveling for a little bit. I mean, while yes, enjoy your local community, also like go and explore other places. Maybe like a drive, like a town like 20 minutes over, or maybe a new country. Like, I think around the world, summertime's like a really good uplifting, and everybody's a good uplifting time, and everybody's willing to like interact with people. But also, you know, it can be a little like frustrating because everybody wants to travel and you're getting angry and all types of things. But still, it might be fun. Okay, so then 9 or 10, I'm going to leave it at this last one because I feel like I'm just rambling on at this point. Actually, 9 and 10, I don't really know. I guess, like, just, like, make the most out of it with your friends and your family. Maybe channel, like, your inner child because, you know, children have, like, a lot of good times during the summer where they, were, like, remember, oh, I used to go to the park, or I remember I used to go to this theme park. Like, theme parks are for, like, pretty much anybody except, you know, the ones that are geared towards kids like Sesame Street. But, like, Six Flags, for example, like, that's for, like, older kids. Like, you should go and, like, feel like a kid. You should go outside and, like, want to explore the areas. You should go outside and want to have picnics. You should go outside and, like, want to, like, play with the dogs or whatever. Or, like, join, like, a soccer team or, like, a volleyball team that meets during the afternoons or something. Like, really, like, just be afraid. Don't be afraid to, like, be afraid, you hear me? Don't be afraid to, like, go outside and experience new things and experience life and enjoy being off, having a break. Okay, so enough rambling for me. Let's get back to our celebration. Not really celebration, the song, but more so, like, just uplifting, good, strong, confident vibes. And that's by one of my favorite artists. It's called Con Altura, which is just basically talking about how, like, she's really cool and, like, bold and out there, and she's like, I do all this. It's by one of my favorite artists, Rosalía, and she's, like, really cool. Okay, so let's get to it.
Vamos a arrancarlo con altura.
El demonio lo canto con hondura. Dicen una estrella, una figura. Lector, aprendí la sabrosura. Nunca he visto una joya tan pura.
Esto es para que quede lo que yo hago dura.
Con altura.
Demasiadas noches de travesura.
Con altura.
Vivo rápido y no tengo cura.
Con altura.
Y de joven para la sepultura.
Con altura.
Esto es para que quede lo que yo hago dura.
Con altura.
Demasiadas noches de travesura.
Con altura.
Vivo rápido y no tengo cura.
Con altura.
Y de joven para la sepultura.
Con altura.
Pongo rosas sobre el Panamera. Pongo palmas sobre la Guantanamera. Llevo camarones la guantera.
De la isla.
Pa' mi gente y luego a mi manera. Flores azules y quilates. Y si es mentira que me mate. Flores azules y quilates. Y si es mentira que me mate.
Con altura.
Que yo hago dura.
Con altura.
Demasiadas noches de travesura.
Con altura.
Vivo rápido y no tengo cura.
Con altura.
Y de joven para la sepultura.
Con altura.
Acá en la altura están fuertes los vientos. Ponte el cinturón y coge asiento. A tu jeva y al ave por dentro. Yes. El dinero nunca pierde tiempo. No. Contra la pared. Tú no, si le tuve que comprar un trago porque la tenías con sed. Desde acá, qué rico se ve. No sé de qué, pero rompe el bajo otra vez.
Mira.
Con altura. Con altura.
Esto es pa' que quede lo que yo hago dura.
Con altura.
Demasiadas noches de travesura.
Con altura.
Vivo rápido y no tengo cura.
Con altura.
Y de joven para la sepultura.
Con altura.
Esto es pa' que quede lo que yo hago dura.
Con altura.
Dura, dura. Demasiadas noches de travesura.
Con altura.
Vivo rápido y no tengo cura.
Con altura.
Y de joven para la sepultura.
Con altura.
Chupame.
La Rosalía.
Vamos, vamos. Vamos a esperarnos para que no
haya duda.
Vamos a esperarnos para
que no
haya duda. Vamos a esperarnos para que no haya duda. Vamos a esperarnos para que no haya duda.
Mala mujer, me han dejado cicatrices por todo mi cuerpo, tus uñas de gel.
Mala mujer,
me han dejado cicatrices por todo mi cuerpo, tus uñas de gel.
Mala mujer.
Soy un perro perdido en la calle.
Solo gana que mi piel eriza, no te enamores en guerra, no mueres. Gente si se avisa, hago que pequen con mi cadera y son
Okay, so you might be wondering, Emily, you went from like today's reggaeton to like 80s music. Well, this was came out in 1979, hot stuff. But anyway, you went to like 80s music, you went to Donna Summer. What happened there? Well, let me explain. I thought it would be good to just throw it in there because you were probably questioning, like, oh my gosh, like, this is so weird. But you were also, like, bopping to it. And it got me thinking the other day because I was like, you know, like, I feel like 80s music and even some 90s, more 80s, is, like, still so popular today. And I think, one, is just because the people, you know, who were alive during that time, who was, like, that was their era, their moment, you know, now they're older and reflecting on it and be like, oh my God, like, the 80s were so cool. But I also think, like, that music from that time was just like a really big shift into what we now know as pop music, because we hear pop music nowadays and it's all very much like electric and, like, you know, catchy beats and like simple hooks and all that. And that's really where you start to see this stuff, because before then, I mean, like, yeah, there was like some disco stuff, but now we see like that actual like electric-y and that whole like strong bass coming down. Yeah, and you'll hear that in the next two songs that I'm about to play, but it was just very fascinating to me. And I also, like, whenever I think of these ideas, I tend to go online and, like, you know, type it into Google, like, what do other people think about it? And that actually came up on Quora, which is, like, a kind of a blogging site that, like, a lot of people are just, like, it's very catchy and it's also, like, very significant to, like, how we understand music now, because even the music now takes inspiration from those songs back then. Like, I think personally, like, our songs today, like, yes, I think, like, some artists are really good at, like, being original and creating new stuff. I mean, that's why I like to play, like, artists like Rosalía. Like, she's a flamenco artist, but she's, you know, putting her own little spin on it and making it more, like, pop and hip-hop and, like, some other type of, like, weird new flamenco music. It's really interesting, and I think, like, that's the type of creativity that I like to listen to and like to share with you guys. But there's also, I will admit, like, most of my songs also sound like, you know, the same, and even have inspiration from the songs from the 80s, 70s, 90s, and all that. So, I don't know, just something to think about, something to reflect on. But let's continue on our playlist today.
Thank you. your body, baby, do the conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do the conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
El negocio socio.
De día y de noche me llama. ¿Qué quiere de nuevo en mi cama? No fue suficiente una vez. Ahora de día y de noche reclama.
Pide dos, pide tres. Otra vez llegamos hasta when me give you one time. She loving it so much she have it pants feed all. I dem a meet and me give you two time. That's how when me start see the girl I get twice. Three time me give you the wickedest one. She loving that style and she love the profile. Four time me give her that grind. Same with the local loads in her mind. Fuego, fuego. Send the girl a bad fuego. Anytime she want me to set it on fuego.
De día y de noche me llama.
Night and day.
Que quiere de nuevo en mi cama.
Ya lo sabe.
No fue suficiente una vez. Ahora de día y de noche reclama. Se nota ya, se fuma sola la boca ya. Me pide un trago de fruta. Yo sé cómo es que disfruta y cómo le gusta.
A ella le gusta ya.
Se nota, se quita sola la ropa. Si es otro shot a la roca. Sé que todo le provoca cuando se aloca.
She might as well be attached to me. Now she can't go a day without chat to me. Say she love the way me give her love naturally. And she can't stay away, snap back. She gridlock to me. Fuego. Send the girl a bad fuego. Anytime she want me, we set it on fuego. Send the girl a bad fuego. Girl said she just can't forget it.
De día y de noche me llama.
Night and day.
Que quiere de nuevo en mi cama.
Wamina me.
Ya lo sabe.
No fue suficiente una vez.
Nada.
Ahora de día y de noche reclama.
All right, everybody, thank you for listening this week. I'm going to put out a last little song for our title, Celebrate the Sun Has Come. I hope you enjoyed this last tune. And if this is my last week, thank you all for listening. But I think I should be back next week. But we'll see. All right, thanks.
celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright.
Sing what's in my heart.